AI News by Conjero.
That inner Neanderthal idea sounds neat at first, right? Like you can point to one hidden thing and explain the whole result. But the problem is, that story is too clean for what's really going on.
Exactly. The better picture is a mosaic, not a single inherited essence. In humans, it's mixed genetic material. In AI, it's datasets filtering, tuning, and updates all layered together.
And that shift in framing matters. If you ask what a model's nature is, you miss the practical question. Which data, which version, and which update path produced this output?
Right, because a model that looks similar on the surface may not actually be the same under the hood. A small revision can hide a different training mix or a new alignment step.
That's where governance gets concrete. Teams need to trace biases, failure modes, and capability changes back to specific sources and decisions, not just to a model name.
And versioning has to go beyond weights. You need dataset version control, change logs for what was included or excluded, and a clear link between the deployment and the training inputs.
That also helps when something goes wrong. If a customer sees an error or an audit asks where a pattern came from, the answer shouldn't depend on memory or tribal knowledge.
It should come from an auditable trail. Source metadata, usage rights, known restrictions, the training run, the fine-tuning step, the evaluation set, all of it should be visible.
I like the practical rule here. Build dashboards around provenance, not personality. Don't ask whether a model feels stable. Ask which sources dominate its behavior and where review is needed.
That's the big takeaway. The more complex the model stack gets, the less useful identity language becomes. What teams need is a managed mosaic they can inspect, explain, and defend.
AI News by Conjero.